I want to introduce you to a new guest. He's going to be a regular on the show too. Ian Rodriguez is a director of Bishop Collins Group. He's a chartered accountant, specialised in taxation and superannuation. And by way of introduction, Bishop Collins, the group, are experts in taxation, business and financial services, as well as wealth management. And in fact, on behalf of investors, manage somewhere between $70 and $80 million worth of property. Ian, welcome to the show. I look forward to your contribution.
Thanks, Kevin. It's good to be here with the listeners too.
I want to ask you the first question, a bit of an overreaching question, I guess, about your view on how Australia is travelling economically on the world stage right now.
Yeah, Kevin, I think for a lot of the listeners and ourselves, there's so much information out there that we're bombarded with on a, you know, hourly, if not daily basis, about the economy, and so much information, much of it conflicting, many views from economists. It was always a good old joke when back in the university days about, you know, economists, about assuming things and all that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those predictions are sometimes based on, you know, very academic or difficult models, and, you know, predicting simple things like what will happen with rates or exchange rates. There's a range of views about all of that. So whenever I'm looking at the Australian economy, I strip it right back to the really, really basic stuff when we're looking at an economy. And you know, there are some very basic leading indicators and the metrics that you look at that pretty quickly tell you, you know, what sort of shape the economy's in.
Well, what are the indicators that you look for to measure the Australian economy and how well we're going?
Yeah, the key one that I'm always watching is business confidence. And there's a couple of surveys of business confidence, and that's a leading indicator because it's telling you where the economy's going to be, likely to be in the future. Our politicians know deep down that to get an economy moving, you can't just tax it more and you can't just, you know, talk it up, and you can't do those things. Business people have to be making investment decisions, and they will only make that when they're feeling confident. Now, when you keep changing the rules or threatening to change the rules, and we, you know, the point I've made even about simple things like negative gearing, we've had so much oxygen wasted on, you know, what the changes should be or could be and all of that, but there hasn't actually been a change to negative gearing for a very, very long time. But it makes people very nervous about making investment decisions because of the uncertainty. Mm. The same thing applies to business. If you keep changing the rules and creating uncertainty, business people will sit back and wait till they're confident to make big investment decisions, you know, buying capital things, employing more staff. And when they do those things, when business people make decisions, it's what drives the economy.
Just your view now on the likely impact of what's happening overseas with America and the machinations there with China and so on. How much of an impact do you think that will have on Australia and our economy?
Well, look, I think it all does have an impact. It's probably very hard to measure very directly how much that is. But I think, again, it's one of those confidence things. I mean, whether you've got particular world leaders in place and whether they're pushing us down dangerous paths and all that comes into the equation. But it's probably been the case for many, many years that that's always going on. There's always those risks. One of the things we have in our office is a chart with the economy and, you know, where it's been over the last 30 or 40 years. And it's got little dots on it for every crisis that's come up over the last 30, 40 years. And these are just another dot in the history, you know, and you see markets react to those things and then they recover from those things. Mm-hmm. Now, albeit that's more about the share market, that particular graph, but property markets work in similar ways.
Yeah. Talking about the property market for a moment, just to close off our conversation this time, Ian, what impact do you think the government's pressure on foreign buyers will have on the property market?
Look, I think government's trying to do some things to impact the property market, and I think they're also working out that it is very hard to control markets. You know, markets, there's a very good argument for why markets should be a little bit free and a little bit left alone, but I do understand why they'd want to control foreign investment. There's a whole range of reasons for that. I think the things that they've announced and that they're thinking of doing, I think might end up sort of having quite a limited or less than the impact they're expecting. But I do think the thing that is having a biggest impact on the property market at the moment is the banks and their position with increasing rates of interest to investors in a number of different ways. It's been driven by market forces and regulation as well. I think that's actually the single thing that that is happening that's probably impacting markets the most at the moment. Mm.
I look forward to your contribution to the shows in the future. Ian, thank you for joining us. Ian is the director of Bishop Collins Group. They are chartered accountants specialising in taxation and superannuation. Ian, thanks for your time.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks, Kevin.